Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my privilege, my pleasure. It's my pleasure, my privilege. What is it anyway?
Honor, privilege, and
oh,
pleasure.
Oh, that, yes. Honor, privilege, pleasure. Sometimes I'm drawing a blank. I had a visitor come in this morning. That's where my mind was. And, well, anyway, I get distracted like a dog does. Ooh, squirrel over there. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's not be distracted from that. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the awesomeness of your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. Father, we are looking for answers. We are looking for strategies. And we know that you are our help. For you, there in you, all the answers are there as to what we should do and how we should do it. Protect us, Father, as we move forward. Protect the leadership of this country, Father. Protect them from their own evilness. Do not let them be successful. And help the American people, the American Christians, to rise up and to protect the children and the future of this nation. I ask, Father, that you will use CSC Talk Radio. I thank you for allowing me to be your servant here. I ask that you continually watch over me and my family and Rudy and his family as we strive here to serve you in our community and beyond. Father, bless CSC Talk Radio as you blessed Jabez. Not necessarily asking for wealth, Father. I'm asking for a broader listenership that we can glorify you even greater. It is for your glorification, not for ours. For these times are rough, and we're looking into a dark future. And I pray, Father, that you will hold back the evil one and hold back your wrath and allow your people to once again repent and serve you. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, yesterday I reminded you that we have them outnumbered. And I don't know if you really understand that we have them outnumbered. By them, I mean the dark left. Those are the ones I mean. They have no authority, but what authority we have given them. And it's time we stop their stupidity and their continued insurrection of our great republic. Oh, there was an insurrection, but it wasn't January 6th. It's been going on for decades. And right now, the former president, Barack Obama, is trying to run this country. And you need to understand that. And he is not a Christian. He doesn't like Christians. He doesn't like rural America. He doesn't like Americans. And he doesn't like our Constitution. And right now, you need to understand a few things. As I was studying some of the articles and news this morning, I thought of the word choice. Choice. What is your choice today? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Are any of those included in your choice today? Have you ever wondered why the left use the word choice for some things and refuse it or deny it for others? Pro-choice for the life of the unborn. You can choose death. But you should not have a choice as to how your tax dollars are spent. So if you think abortion is immoral, you must still fund it. You have no choice in that, because that choice has been made by those who have no authority over us, except what we have given them. Your gender is your choice. Did you know that? The science of biology is gone. Biological male or female is, it's not logical at all. It's just bio. School choice, however, the left termed that as racist. And yet many have come out from the inner cities and other places, have come out and said, that's what we need is school choice. We need better schools. We need better education. Free speech is no longer a choice if you're on the left. You have no choice on the right to say or to stand on your religious beliefs or to protest without burning and looting and murder. Let me explain that. You see, there was this woman, and she is standing up before the school board and the council, and she's ripping into them for what they are teaching these children. And they told her she was being violent. She says, violent? I'm not being violent. So you see, good is evil and evil is good. Protesting and burning and looting and murdering, those are mostly peaceful protests. But standing up before a school board and calling them out, that's violent. I'm very proud of her. That took place in New York. Boy, she had that New York attitude, I'm telling you. I wonder where that New York attitude had gone, because New York is collapsing. Morally, violence, economically, they're just done because Cuomo and de Blasio have just destroyed New York. But if you're in New York and you're listening, I want you to understand they have no authority other than what you have given them. So get rid of them. And it wasn't so long ago that you could choose what race you were. Remember that, Rudy? You could choose if you were black. You could choose if you were... Nobody ever chose they were to be white. According to the left, you could choose. And yet, out of the other side of their mouths, they come out claiming cultural appropriation, meaning you have no right to enjoy a cuisine meal that is outside your understanding. So I guess you can no longer choose your race. After all, BLM have all our colored lives in their hands, right? Not. America has been seized by the Marxists and the self-absorbed, spoiled, and indoctrinated. Where in the world would you think the richest woman in the world is oppressed because of her skin color? The white middle class are the very ones that pushed her wholeheartedly to the top of the TV ratings talking about Oprah. And now she claims they are all white supremacists. They were all against her. They made her a billionaire, and they're all against her. Okay, billion might be too much. I don't know. I shared this particular ideal or philosophy with you a few months back, but I think maybe we should look at it and try to understand that we are actually living in a society that can't possibly survive going the direction it's going. The paradox of tolerance states that if a society is tolerant without limit, its ability to be tolerant is eventually seized or destroyed by the intolerant. That's from Karl Popper, described it as a seemingly paradoxical idea that in order to maintain a tolerant society, the society must be intolerant of intolerance. Think about that. Choice, freedom, totalitarianism. America has a history that's unlike any other country, any other nation. Oh, there are some dark days for sure, but it has always risen above. I'm concerned now that our blood has become too thin. Where is the blood of our ancestors? Where are the Americans of exceptionalism today? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we'll be right back. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to read to you a statement from Donald Trump. I wanted to cover this, and Rudy said, well, he actually came out with a statement. If you watched any of the news outlets last night, you noticed that one of those newspapers that went against the president on many things have come out now and said, oh, guess what? They didn't say they were wrong. But anyway, this is a statement by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. You can follow him. He's got a website now. Now that I have been totally exonerated on the Mueller witch hunt with a charge of no collusion, I have often wondered if a fake investigation is illegally started based on information provided and paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign. Shouldn't they be held accountable? Not to mention wasting tens of millions of taxpayer dollars and interfering with years of presidential administration. I fought the made-up hoax strongly and effectively, and I won. Then they fabricated out of thin air the fake allegation that I obstructed justice, and I won that too. Think of it. How can you obstruct justice when you were fighting a false and illegal submitted narrative? Think about that, folks. This week, I have been totally exonerated by the Inspector General in the clearing of the Lafayette Park, despite earlier reports that it was done for political purposes. And I have also been totally exonerated in Congress by the testimony of former White House lawyer Don McCann. It came, it went, and it was a big nothing burger, he says. But fear not. the radical left, country destroying, illegal witch hunts continue, and I will win those too. I wanted to remind you that this president, whether you like him personally or not, represents you. They thought nothing of using American citizens to go after this man. While they sit there in their ivory palaces and ignore rule of law for their own lives. Swalwell, in bed literally with a Chinese spy, is suing some other representatives for the January 6th because they spoke at the rally or they were at the rally, and he's suing them. This is a man who is a traitor. He was in bed with a traitor, with a spy, and he's still in Congress. They have no authority but what we give to them. And so he's suing them. Whose dollars are getting used for that lawsuit? I would venture to say yours and mine. Wouldn't you? The Durham Report. Did it ever exist? We spent millions of dollars on it, but we don't have it yet. What happened to that? And who's going to call it in? Maybe it's time for us to call in the bluff. We want to see the Durham Report right now. We paid for it. Stop the investigation until we read what it is there. You know, I'm thinking about it. I've really run out of time every day. I've been going through some things personally, and I just run out of time every single day because I have other things I have to go and take care of, which means I have to take care of Beth. But we should send a letter every day to somebody. Make it short, make it sweet. We're calling in the Durham Report. The American people are calling in the Durham Report. We want to read it. Discontinue any more investigations until further notified. Simple, right? Simple. Choice. Did you know, and this is a Gallup poll, 52% of Americans want all or most abortions made illegal. Again, from what I said yesterday and what I said in my monologue, we have them outnumbered. Why do we keep losing? That was one thing I loved about Trump. We're going to win so much. This was in 2016. We're going to win so much. So you're just going to say, oh, please, we're tired of winning. We don't want to win anymore. That's not true. We always want to win. You are the ones in authority. We are not a democracy. Stop allowing them to call it a democracy. If you have a representative or a senator that says democracy, correct them. Send them a small note. When this country was established, this constitution, it was established as a constitutional republic, not a constitutional democracy. Democracy is mob rule. And man, the mob is ruling. Well, the Gallup poll released the new national polling data on the issue of abortion, and the results show continued pro-life sentiment across the United States. Again, we go back to science. We know so much more. Now, I didn't believe in abortion in the first place, but we know so much more now than we knew then, scientifically, medically. But they want you to believe that the murdering of an unborn child is health care. Or they want to call it, I don't know what they want to call it, contraception. It's not a contraceptive. It is murder. It is not health care. It is a medical procedure that is very dangerous, and one life ends every time. Sometimes two lives end. In Ed Martin's pro-American that he sends out every day, he says, good morning. Have you ever wondered why President Trump's call to put America first resonated so well with the American people? It's because that is the change Americans were looking for. They were tired of seeing politicians put the needs of their constituents last, and Trump showed us a better way. And I mentioned yesterday, these representatives and these senators, these political pundits, they are not there. Well, maybe I shouldn't say the political pundits, that could be anybody. These elected officials, they're not there to represent a party. How much have you heard about that lately? How they were disloyal to their party. Manchin is being disloyal to his party. Well, maybe he's trying to be loyal to his constituents. I don't know. Maybe he just likes the attention. Romney. Cheney. Sass. Murkowski. Collins. It's always up to them. They always are the center of attention when something comes down the line that we've got to vote conservative or liberal on. And many times, they vote with the Democrats. Murkowski is in trouble in Alaska. She's not going to make her next election. Collins made it. So I don't know when she'll have to run again. I think it's every 4 years for the senators. 2 years. It's every 2 years for the representatives. I'm telling you right now, they have no authority but what you give to them. And we've given them way too much authority. He says, now that Joe Biden is in office, politicians and bureaucrats are emboldened once again. Biden is opening the door for China to gather data on American citizens. Stop and think about that. Who is he working for? Via their apps like TikTok, and while Kamala Harris is doing nothing more than lip service to solving the border crisis. I thought she was kind of tired the other night. Must have been that Guatemala trip. She had the dark circles under her eyes that looked like she was either doing drugs or she hadn't been sleeping, or maybe both, who knows. Because she does giggle about doing drugs. Of course, she giggles about everything. But in his discussion here, he had the poll, that's where I got that, the Gallup poll, 52% of Americans. Ed is on the air when I'm on the air, so we can't communicate very well. You know, Trump never met in a foreign country to an opposition like Kamala Harris did with Guatemala. They went in there. You know, why is it they want to help the third world countries, but they don't want to help their own country? Have you ever thought about that? They didn't want her there. They wanted her gone. And they said Trump won. You know, he did. You know that, right? They stole the election. I don't know if we can do anything about it, but we can make sure it doesn't happen again. I really think that this idea of writing notes, small notes, is a good idea. And pass around those Voice of the Patriot newsletters. You've got to start passing them around. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article from Dennis Prager I want to share with you when we come back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work, I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, before we get to Dennis Prager's article, which is titled, "The Single Best Thing You Can Do to Retake America," I'm going to share this one from, this is actually from the Daily Caller. Virginia school board meeting explodes as members face backlash for the suspension of Tanner Cross. Virginia teacher Brian Tanner Cross saw an outpouring of support Tuesday as public commentators blasted a school system's decision to suspend him after his now viral comments about gender. The dramatic meeting of the Loudoun County Public Schools School Board was full of mic drop moments and testy confrontations over issues plaguing the school district. Now, this young teacher is a Christian, and he refused to teach that gender was a choice, and he refused to teach critical race theory. So here's what one parent got before the school board and said. Her name is Rachel Pisani. "Where is your regard for our freedom of speech? When I saw a teacher express an opinion and suspended for expressing his religious beliefs, I could no longer stay silent. When did it become acceptable to be tolerant only when someone expresses a view that we agree with? When did it become appropriate to silence those that hold Christian, biblical views just because you don't? When did it become appropriate to allow the school board? I don't know who you think you are, but it is not appropriate. It is not allowable to silence, bully, or dismiss our views. That was one mother. Here's another mother. Even being threatened with termination for simply speaking one's opinion creates a culture of fear and silence, and this does not help anyone on either side of the aisle. They have several of them here. I'm very proud of these parents who stood up for their teachers who were being persecuted. Rural America is under attack. Christianity is under attack. Our Constitution is under attack. Our constitutional republic is under attack. When you have a president who supposedly swore an oath to uphold and protect the constitutional republic, the constitution of this nation, and then he gets up and he tells you there's no amendment that's absolute. You know he is not with you. We are not in this together. We never have been. It's been us and them. But we outnumber them. And we can outsmart them. But we need to stop electing them. Maybe this will be a little hard for some of you. If I know that I have many of you who listen that are homeschool already. But Dennis Prager says, the single best thing you can do to retake America, he says, here's the answer, is to take your children out of America's schools. Other than in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, the vast majority of America's elementary schools, high schools, colleges, and universities teach your child or grandchild almost nothing important. Prematurely sexualize them, thereby robbing them of their innocence and harm them intellectually and morally. They rarely teach them, for example, art or music because they are too busy teaching them race-centered hatred of whites of America and America's values. Now stop and think about that. You know, I thought my mother was telling Rudy this morning, I thought my mother was an old prude. Because she was upset when they started sex education in the schools. And now I'm looking back and I'm thinking that was the beginning. And when they started sex education in the schools, they're not there to teach your kids about sex. Mom and Dad, that's your job. Stop expecting someone else to teach your child what you want them to know. And it was after that began that teen pregnancy began to rise and escalate. And of course, abortion. Because when you have freedom of sex, you have unwanted pregnancies. He goes, sending your children to most American schools is like playing Russian roulette with their values. But unlike the gun in Russian roulette, which has a bullet in one of the six chambers, the school guns hold four or five bullets. In an elementary school, your child is taught that gender is a choice. It's chosen. And there is no difference between boys and girls. In a growing number of schools, the teachers are told not to call their students boys and girls. They are taught about, let's see, I don't like to say this word out loud, personally pleasuring themselves. And many children from first grade on attend drag queen story hour wherein obvious man is wearing women's clothing and makeup, very heavy makeup, and a wig. Given that all this is well known, why do any non-left, meaning liberal or conservative parents, send their children to an American school? If you know your child is being taught that he or she is not a he or she, unless he or she wants to be a he or she, why would you send them to that school? Is it any wonder that our school, our education here in this country is dropping? He says one reason is that women, that parents continue to use the school system is they are in denial. Many parents do not want to know what their children are being taught. I guess they prefer to put their heads in the sand. He says these parents should speak to any of the millions of people if they're in denial. Yes, millions, he says, of Americans whose children have contempt for America, for free speech. They have contempt for their parents. And as a result of attending an American college or even a high school, I meet such people at every speech he gives, he says. And I speak to them regularly on my show. He has a radio show. This is Dennis Prager. Ask these parents if they could redo their lives, whether they would keep their children in school. He said the second reason is the feeling that they have no choice. If they remove their child from a local public or private school, most private schools are just as bad, he says. They can't, you know, one of them, if they homeschool, they're going to have to drop out of work or cut back hours, and finances are going to get tough at home, and, you know. He said, but the only other option, then, is homeschooling one's child. And the problem is that many parents assume that they, essentially, it's impossible for them. He goes on in this article, we're going to run out of time, and he explains many things of what we're going to find. He says, other than finding a good school, he says, that's A, that's the first thing. B, that you can afford. You have no other choice other than homeschooling. And if you think you do, you're fooling yourself. If you think the odds are that after attending American schools from kindergarten through college, not to mention through graduate school, your child will turn out well-educated, intellectually alive, rational, kind, happy, well-adjusted, grateful to be an American or respectful of you and your values, then you're fooling yourself. I think we can see that with what's going on. How old are these people in Antifa? And where did they get public? Where did they get educated? Were their parents involved? Or did they just pay to send them to school? You know, I had trouble with my kids in school from not doing their work, and then I had trouble with some of the teachers. You got to stand up for your kids. And when you do, you're going to get criticized. But it's worth it. The mama bear is going to fight for the cub. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, he gets into this and he talks about the Dennis Prager. Excuse me, if you're just tuning in. The article that I'm sharing is from him. And he talks about how poorly educated our students really are. And we know that that's true. You know, we've been fed this lie for years now about the illegal immigrants coming across the border, because they're going to do the jobs that Americans think they're too good to do. And then, of course, the visa ones coming across by air, they need those to come in to do the jobs we ain't smart enough to do. And you need to stop and ask yourself, why ain't we smart enough, Rudy?
I guess they don't have enough book learning.
Why ain't we smart enough? So, he says they're poorly educated, and he says you can just ask them. They can't diagram a sentence. Now, most people hate diagram sentence. I kind of enjoyed it when I was in school. I know, Rudy.
I can't do that.
You can't diagram a sentence? I can help you.
I can't do that.
He said they can't identify who Joseph Stalin is or the Soviet Union, and they can't date the Civil War, and they don't know how to spell or even know who he is. That's Ludwig van Beethoven.
No, I know him.
Yeah. And they couldn't tell you which one of these sentences is correct. He gave the book to my friend and me, or he gave the book to my friend and I. He says they're angry. He said, why wouldn't they be angry? He said, first of all, they graduate with a huge debt. And I've often wondered about that. Why is it necessary for these kids to go so far in debt? And if you're a college professor listening, why do you need to make multiple $6 figures at your job? And why do the books cost so much? And why do they why are they being forced to take classes in subjects that have nothing to do with what they're going to do in their professions? Just something to ponder. He says, second of all, if they're anything other than a white heterosexual Christian male, then they've been taught to regard themselves as victims and oppressed. And he says, third, their future is bleak. They may not even have one because they are threatened with the extinction of climate change, which is a huge lie. But they have been indoctrinated to believe that science, which is paid for. Look it up, my friends. I learned this a long time ago on my own without even having an investigator in my employ. Every one of the scientists that come up with the science of climate change have been paid for by the government grants. If they don't come up with the right information, they're not going to get a government grant again. He finishes up here and he says, the single best thing Americans can do to fight the left-wing destruction of the country is to withdraw from the educational system that is actively, deliberately, miseducating them by the tens of millions. If millions of Americans, now think about this. If millions of American parents did so, the country would turn around as fast as you can say, teachers' unions. If they don't, their children will continue being used as guinea pigs in the left's sick and dystopian experiment. He's correct, you know. I think that was one of the on the list of things I said you could do was start educating your children. They've put people in a position where they feel they have no choice. We started out talking about choices. You have a choice. And the future of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are relying on the choices that you make. Rudy looked up some quotes for me this morning, and it went along pretty good with what I was doing in my monologue, because we were actually talking about choice and truth. We're not hearing the truth in the media today. And you should be upset about that. You should be furious about that. This is from Elvis Presley. We all know that name. Truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going away. And Gandhi said, God is, even though the whole world deny him, truth stands. Even if there be no public support, it is self-sustained. Emily Dickinson said, truth is rare. Truth is so rare that it is delightful to tell it. And John Iberg said, truth hurts, not the searching after, but the running from. I said yesterday that I believe those from this pandemic who lied about the pandemic, those who stole the election, those who, well, we're talking about not just Fauci. Fauci is, he's just a spokesperson for the left. But he did some nasty, dirty deeds with his lies over hydroxychloroquine. One of the doctors has said he doesn't even want to think about how many lives would have been saved had they used hydroxychloroquine. How is this not equal to a war criminal? Hundreds of thousands of lives could have been saved had they not been playing politics, stealing an election. And I believe that the left propaganded, instigated January 6th. That's why they won't allow you to see the cameras from the Capitol. They have been indoctrinating your children for decades upon decades upon decades. And we have been naive and foolish. But America has found her red slippers, and we will rise up and take our country back. We have them outnumbered. And some of us actually learned something in them schools. We can outsmart them. Do you love your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren enough to make a little noise and to take a nation back? write those letters. We'll try and promote that here. See what I can do. I want you guys to be praying for me. I'm being pulled in several directions right now. I'm healthy, I'm good, but I need some strength and I need some wisdom. And we're going to bring this nation back home. There's no doubt in my mind. The only thing I worry about is how far in the dark we're going to be before we come back out to the light. We have them outnumbered. They have no authority but what we have given to them, and it's time for us to take that authority back and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.